the rabbis tell us that the world is divided into three 2,000-year epochs. The first 2,000 years from creation were called the years of Tohu Vavohu, the unshapen mixture of light and darkness represented those first 2,000 years. The world didn't yet come into its shape and form. The next 2,000 years were the 2,000 years of Torah, and the last 2,000 years are the time when potentially Mashiach will come. Now, what? Torah. To Torah. 2,000 years of Torah. Now, you would expect that the 2,000 years of Torah should have started when the Torah was given, but it didn't. It started from what it says in this week's Sedra, the Hanefesh Asher Osachara, when Avraham Avinu went out and influenced his generation and made them give up their idolatry and brought them close to Torah. That was when the 2,000 years of Torah started. And even though Torah existed before that, Noah learned Torah. He knew which animals were kosher and which ones were not. But the 2,000 years didn't start from Noah. They started from Avraham. So if they're not starting from the giving of the Torah, then why did they start from when Avraham went out and taught Torah and influenced his generation and not when Noah learned Torah? So I'm going to tell you quite a few different ideas of why this specifically, this was the beginning of what Torah essentially is. The first reason, the Sfarno explains that Noah also tried to influence his generation, and he rebuked them. He gave them Musa, but he wasn't successful. And Avraham, on the other hand, was successful, and he was able to get the people, many of the people, to forsake their idols. Why was Avraham's method more successful than Noah's? So basically, the way I understand the Sfarno is, Noah dealt with the symptoms. He rebuked them for the actions they did. They were stealing, they were corrupt, they were perverted, and he attacked the actions and tried to change them. Avraham Avinu got to the cause, not just the symptoms. And he worked on changing the people's midos, their derech eretz, their character traits, which were the foundation of these actions. Avraham Avinu worked on the character traits, on the behavior of the people, not necessarily on the things that they did wrong, which were only symptoms of those character flaws. And therefore, Torah, in order to be able to get started, derech eretz kodma la Torah. You have to have good character before you can have Torah. In fact, it says in Pirkei Avos, the name derech eretz ain't Torah. And on that, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, a person shouldn't think that he'll first learn Torah and then work on his character, because the Torah will not exist forever by a person who doesn't have good character. So Avraham Avinu began to work on the character of the people around him that enabled Torah to start. Without that, there couldn't be Torah. That's one idea. And that's why Avraham Avinu was chosen to be the father. I'm not going to allow any questions because we don't have the time. Avraham Avinu was chosen to be the progenitor of the nation that would accept the Torah, not because he was smarter, not because he was more frum, but for one simple reason, the Torah says. He adopted, because I know him, God said. He will teach his children to follow the way of God. And the Rambam says that means derech eretz. That means midos tovos. So teach his children how to have good character traits. And if you have good character traits, then you can have the Torah. If you don't, you can't have the Torah. If you don't work on your character first, the Torah will not remain by a person who doesn't have good character. And that's why the nations of the world were not given the Torah. God offered it to them. They said, what's in it? So God said, well, it says you can't murder. They said, well, we can't have a Torah. It says you can't murder. We have a bracha that we live by the sword. The Yishmaelim, the Arabs said, what does it say? God says you can't steal. He said, we can't have a Torah. It says you can't steal. We have a bracha from an angel that our hand is in everybody's pocket. So God could have explained to them that that's not what it means. You don't have a license to murder or a license to steal. It means something else. So therefore, do you want the Torah or not? But once they exhibited such negative character traits, they thought they could murder. They thought it was okay for them to steal. That means that they have no good character traits. There's no way they could accept the Torah. So God just left them. If that's the kind of characters you have, that you could even entertain the thought that you have a license to murder and a license to steal, then there's nothing to talk about Torah. So that's one idea. When Avraham Avinu began to influence the people around him, it was only because he taught them how to change their character traits, and then they could give up their idolatry. Then they could accept Torah. So the 2,000 years of Torah could only begin with someone who knew how to affect other people's characters and mold them and change them. Second reason why the 2,000 years of Torah started specifically when Avraham Avinu went out to influence the masses, because Torah has to be with the intention of teaching it to others. And if it's not with the intention of teaching it to others, then the Gemara says that kind of Torah is Dvar Hashem Baza. You're insulting the word of God, and the punishment for that is to be cut off from this world and the next world. Torah, Shalom Amanas Lamda, Torah, with the intention of not teaching it to others, is called Dvar Hashem Baza. You're insulting God's word. And Torah, with the intention of teaching it to others, is called Torah Chesed. And the Torah, in its essence, is a Chesed. The whole purpose of Torah is to do Chesed to humankind, that we should be able to exist. The whole world exists because of Torah. So God's giving us the Torah was the ultimate Chesed, the ultimate kindness. And that's why the Torah starts with Chesed and ends with Chesed. So the very nature of Torah is a Torah of Chesed. And the rabbis say the Torah of Chesed is Torah that you share with others, Torah that you teach others. That doesn't mean that a person has to go out and be a teacher. But you have to learn Torah to share it with the people learning in your Beis Medrash, with your study partner, your chavrusa, with your family, with your friends. It's not that you have to be a formal teacher, but you have to be interested in sharing your Torah with others. And therefore, Avraham Avinu went out to share his Torah even with one individual. That's why it says, HaNefesh Asher Asa B'chara, the one soul. They made thousands of souls. But Avraham Avinu was concerned about every individual. And because of that, he was successful with thousands. If he had only been concerned with thousands, he wouldn't have been successful with anybody. So every individual was important to him to share Torah with and to do that tremendous chesed. So that's a second reason why the 2,000 years of Torah started with Avraham, because Avraham was the one who went to share his Torah. Unlike Noah, who learned Torah, didn't necessarily share it with his generation. A third reason. The third reason is, the Rambam says, what is the purpose of Torah? The purpose of the Torah is to bring peace to the world. Shalom. Lo nitna ha-Torah, ela lo-havi shalom la'olam. And it's a pasuk, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says this. The Rambam just says it very clearly in the end of Hilchas Megillah and Chanukah. Says, Drachera Darche Noam, the Chol Nesivo Seha Shalom, the ways of the Torah are pleasant, and all of its roads lead to peace. So the goal of Torah, the purpose of Torah, is to bring peace. Peace doesn't mean the absence of war. Peace means perfection, Shlemus. The purpose of Torah is to bring perfection to the world, that a person should be able through Torah to perfect himself and to perfect others and perfect the world. And therefore, when Avraham Avinu went out to influence others, that was perfection of others and was also self-perfection. Because when the world is imperfect, then every individual is imperfect. So Avraham Avinu felt he doesn't perfect other people, then he remains imperfect. There's something about him that's not perfect if there's imperfection in others. And that is the antithesis of tohu vavohu. Tohu vavohu means the world in its imperfect state. It yet didn't yet have form and substance. So the 2,000 years of Torah is when Torah began to bring perfection to the world. And that was when Avraham Avinu went out and changed the idolaters into people who believe in God. Another idea is that a person who feels that he wants to share his Torah with others is a sign that he appreciates and values the Torah. He realizes how important it is. And if you have something that's very important that you have, you shouldn't be selfish and hold it for yourself if you can share it with others. But if you don't think the thing is important, you don't appreciate it, then you won't benefit from it, and you surely won't think that you have to give it over to others and benefit other people from it. And therefore, that's why the rabbis say that if you learn Torah and don't have the intention of sharing with others, you're insulting the Torah, because you don't show it that it's something important enough to want to give to others. That's why it says in Pirkei Avos, in Lamadata Torah Harbe, if you learned a lot of Torah, Al Tarzik Tova Liatznecha. Simple meaning, don't take credit for it. Because that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to learn a lot of Torah. So don't think you did anything special. Don't be Marzik Tova Liatznecha. Don't take credit. But I heard, I once wanted to say this, but I heard it in the name of the Klausenberger Rebbe, the Tzanzerov. He said, Al Tarzik Tova means don't hold the good for yourself. Don't be selfish. Spread it around. Share it with others. If you've learned a lot of Torah, don't hold that good for yourself, but give it out and be generous in sharing it with other people. And that is also the opposite of tohu vavohu. When the world doesn't have substance and form, it's because nobody realized how important it is. But the world was created for the sake of Torah. And if Torah is so important, then the world is important. And only one who realizes the value of Torah gives the world importance and makes it not tohu vavohu, not just substanceless and formless world, but it gives it form and substance and importance to the world too. So the 2,000 years of tohu vavohu ended when Avraham Avinu showed how much he appreciated and thought that Torah was important enough to share with other people and to give the world importance too. And the last idea is that in order to be able to share Torah with others, the Torah has to be clear by you. If it's not clear, both in information and in how much you believe in it, you're not going to be able to influence other people. The influence of other people is from a person who's clear about what he's giving over. Clear emotionally and clear intellectually. And that's why the word lemor has two meanings. Lemor can mean to give over to others. God spoke to Moshe lemor to tell it over to the Jewish people. And lemor also means clearly. In fact, the word lemor means that God spoke to Moshe clearly. Not only did he say what's written in the Torah, but he told him the oral Torah and explained to him in a very clear, precise way. There's no contradiction between these two meanings. They go together perfectly. Because in order to be able to say something to someone else, it has to be clear to you. You have to know exactly what you're saying. Because if it's not clear to you, how can you give it over and convince somebody else? If to you everything is a mishmash, how could you possibly influence somebody else? If you're not sure about what it is you believe, how can you make somebody else believe it? The clearer it is to you, the more sure you are of what you're saying intellectually, emotionally, right? The more you can influence somebody else. And that's how Avraham Avinu was able to break the idols, which the Ravid says the other tzaddikim of his generation couldn't do, because the idol worshippers hid their idolatry from the other ones. Now, it can't mean physically, because everybody in the world was serving idolatry. Who were they hiding it from? But what he means is they hid it behind a mask of respectability. They said we're just honoring things that God honored. And they made it into a respectable thing. And it was light and darkness all mixed together. Avraham Avinu was the only one who could expose the idolatry for what it really was. He was clear. He saw everything, darkness here, light here. Everything he saw clearly. By the rest of them, everything was a mishmash. There was darkness, light, everything mixed together. It wasn't clear to them. When it's not clear to you, you can't possibly influence somebody else that they should break their idols. Breaking the idols doesn't mean physically breaking it, because you can build another one. It means breaking it and leaving it broken because you're convinced that it's wrong. Only Avraham Avinu could convince the people so intensely that they'd break their idols and wouldn't go back to it. But the rest of the tzaddikim weren't that clear. So the 2,000 years of tohu vavohu, of darkness and light, together, that was the 2,000 years till Avraham. But once Avraham had the clarity to go out and influence his generation, it was no longer tohu vavohu. That began the 2,000 years of Torah. Because then the clarity that Torah demands began. Rashi says that these 2,000 years of tohu vavohu ended and then became the 2,000 years of Torah. And the same thing, the 2,000 years of Torah coincide with the 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach. In other words, Torah continues on the next 2,000 years. But it's not the same as the first 2,000. The tohu vavohu ended, then came Torah. It should be the Torah ended, and then comes Yemos HaMashiach. And the Maharsha Taka says that's the way it is. From the time the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, was destroyed, which was the end of that second 2,000 years, Torah pretty much has been diminished. All we have is what existed before. We can't create new Torah. We can just understand what came before us. But Rashi doesn't learn like that. So I was thinking, according to Rashi, even the first 2,000 years, the tohu vavohu didn't end when Avraham Avinu started to convert people. It existed. But there existed Torah and tohu vavohu, and the Torah now could transform that tohu vavohu into Torah. So too, once you have Torah, you can transform the world into Yemos HaMashiach. The Torah takes away the tohu vavohu, and the Torah prepares for Mashiach. The Torah is the in-between. It, tohu vavohu continues into Torah, but Torah now has the upper hand, and Torah continues into Yemos HaMashiach, but Yemos HaMashiach are a product of this clarity of Torah, and the Torah influencing the world. So if we understand that that's what the essence of Torah is, this is what the essential Torah is, what Avraham Avinu represented when he began to teach Torah and to influence his generation. Torah being Torah that teaches midos, that precedes itself with good character traits. Torah that is what you call with the intention of teaching and sharing with other people. Torah that brings perfection to oneself and to the world. Torah that is clear, that's appreciated. Where one understands the importance of Torah, and therefore he wants to share it with others. And Torah that's clear, no doubts, something that a person is sure about, both emotionally and intellectually. When all those things exist, that's the beginning of Torah in the world, and that's the Torah that we have to continue to wipe out the tohu vavohu that still exists, and that way bring Yemos HaMashiach from here of your name. Because the Mefarshim explain, that says in Pirkei Avos, an Ein Derech Eretz, Ein Torah. And an Ein Torah, Ein Derech Eretz. There are two levels of Derech Eretz. One level is the obvious, simple, basic character traits that are human, all humans. If you don't have that, you can never have Torah. Once you have the Torah, then you can refine your character to a higher level that you can only come through with Torah. But the first, be a mensch. Right? That is something that you don't need Torah for, just the opposite. That you need before you can have any Torah. So those two levels are what we're talking about.